Siete in compagnia di SBS Italian. Trovate altre storie su sbs.com.au/italian o scaricate la SBS Radio app.
Il sito di SBS è tutto nuovo. Se volete trovare le trascrizioni di questo e di tutti gli altri episodi, andate su www.sbs.com.au/slowitalian. sbs.com.au/slowitalian. Slow Italian, Fast Learning.
Il dottor André Zerger è il direttore di Atlas of Living Australia.
It's a national biodiversity database that brings together Australia's biodiversity data. So basically a one-stop shop for biodiversity data.
L'ALA è una risorsa aperta, cooperativa e digitale che raccoglie i suoi dati da diverse fonti. Uno dei maggiori contributi arriva dai cittadini scienziati, membri della comunità che si offrono volontariamente di raccogliere o analizzare dati. Sui 125 milioni di campioni di specie nell'ALA, più di 62 milioni vengono da membri della comunità.
So basically you take a photo if you're on a bushwalk on a weekend on your holiday and you observe something really, really interesting. You take a photo of it and the app can help you ID it. But what's really cool is that the photo is also ID'd by others, by other folks. So it's essentially a social network.
Per il cittadino scienziato Jono Dashba, la partecipazione ha trasformato il suo amore per la natura in un servizio per la comunità.
I've always had just such a kind of passion for nature and the environment and biodiversity in general, and I've basically had a camera since I was a kid, so I've always kind of gone around photographing plants, animals, insects, birds, and anything that moves and doesn't move, and I've kind of got this back catalogue of kind of nearly 20 years worth of photos. And after kind of learning more about citizen science, I've actually been able to have an outlet to post all that information and data somewhere and actually have a contribution to science.
Il dottor Zerger ha detto che contributi come quello di Dashba sono fondamentali per mantenere un quadro del nostro vasto e mega diverso continente.
If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. And knowing where our species are moving nationally, where they're declining due to impacts of land clearing, climate change, is really fundamental, but also invasives. So, you know, for example, red fire ants, knowing where they're moving, how fast, is really critical to managing them.
Paul Flemons è il manager del Citizen Science and Expeditions presso l'Australian Museum. Il museo gestisce una serie di progetti di scienza dei cittadini, incluso Frog ID, l'Australasian Fishes Project e DigiVol, che conta sui volontari per digitalizzare la collezione del museo. Secondo Flemons, la scienza dei cittadini non è una novità.
Citizen science has been around for a long time. I mean, Charles Darwin, if you want to go back that far, he was really a citizen scientist because he wasn't paid to be doing science, but he was carrying out science in his own time as a volunteer, if you like. But even back in the 60s, we had projects at the Australian Museum where we had volunteers monitoring and watching for butterflies as part of a butterfly project back then.
Flemons però dichiara che oggi le persone comuni possono contribuire dal divano di casa e anche in pigiama se vogliono. Non c'è dubbio che gli smartphones, con videocamere e applicazioni connesse a internet, abbiano rivoluzionato le possibilità e la portata della scienza dei cittadini. Jesse Oliver è Executive Officer presso l'Australian Citizen Science Association. sostiene che i telefonini possono essere strumenti formativi e allo stesso tempo venire usati per la raccolta di dati.
What's really amazing about technology today is that it can be designed with lots of innovation that allows for training of people in different and diverse and fun ways that allows them to gain the experiences they need to actually be able to identify things in a way that they might not have been able to before.
Una varietà di applicazioni per gli smartphone permette di registrare i richiami delle rane o i canti degli uccelli o anche a identificare piante. Una delle app più usate si chiama iNaturalist.
It helps to identify and filter what it is you're looking at right as you take a picture of something. And then the community validates that what the AI is saying is accurate as a whole. And then as it gets a certain number of validations, a certain number of people in the community say, yep, they agree, that's what it is, then it goes into what's considered research grade as a data set.
John O'Dashpa ha detto che app come iNaturalist rendono accessibile la scienza dei cittadini a coloro che vogliono diventare cittadini scienziati.
I think nearly everyone really could get involved as long as you've got a phone with a camera and you're happy to go outdoors and have a look for things. You just have to snap away. And it's just such a great learning process as well because you might photograph 5, 10, 20 different plants on a little walk and then you get to actually learn what those plants were. And then the next time you go on that walk and go, that's right, that's this Grevillea or Banksia or something. So I think it's very easy and accessible for people to get into.
Cliccate mi piace, condividete, commentate, seguite SBS Italian su Facebook.